True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, I can't duck the question and give you right in the middle, huh? That would be unfair.
You can do it.
If I'm being completely honest, I would lean more toward fatally flawed because I don't know how they fix this offensive line other than Miles Frazier providing a huge boost at guard over the next month or two. And this team has built itself on its offensive line and its ability to run the ball, to get into play action for 4 to 5 years, and I struggle to believe 13 weeks into the season that that unit is going to go from really league average to at least good again, let alone elite, especially when you're dealing with a left tackle in Taylor Decker, who is obviously banged up, with a center in Graham Glasgow, who's been a guard in the past, who is banged up himself, with a backup guard in Coyote Owusu, who, let's just call it what it is, has not played well since stepping in for Mahogany, and in a rookie in Ratledge who has had his ups and downs. You know, you can go across this offensive line, and the only spot where right now they have a player who is a better version of the one they had last year is right tackle in Sewell, and that was a given. So, look, it's possible, and the one thing working in their favor that we should all acknowledge is that the NFL field this year is pretty watered down. Like, there really is no juggernaut unless you might believe in the Rams. So there is a more of a runway and an opportunity because of that. But I just think going into the playoffs, it's hard to believe right now they can fully trust that offensive line if they indeed get there.
They got absolutely gashed against the Giants defensively. There were over 500 yards in offense for the Giants. It felt like every pass play somebody was just wide open. They averaged over 20 yards a reception against the Lions. Is it just simply missed assignments that can be, hey, reps in practice, getting guys back, there's a little bit of confusion there, we'll figure this out? Or is this a deeper problem they have on the defensive side?
I think that was a one-off last week. You know, credit the Giants for throwing all kinds of gadgets at them that the Lions had not seen on film. And then there were numerous individual errors on almost all of those explosive plays. I mean, go to the very first one where they throw the trick play touchdown to Robinson, and it was the safety, Kirby Joseph's replacement, Thomas Harper, who bid on that play. And then he actually ended up playing pretty well over the course of the game. The 3rd and 17 later in the game, where Anzalone kind of lost his man in coverage, he thought that Al-Qaeddine Muhammad had Jameis Winston wrapped up because he did and just didn't finish. I mean, you go through the tape of each of those plays, it seems like if one player had just finished his job or done his assignment, they could eliminate those. And I think that those will solve themselves. And, you know, there were times last week even where Wandale Robinson just beat Amik Robertson in coverage. And that's why you feel better about moving Amik back into the nickel spot and hopefully getting Terrion back tomorrow and obviously having DJ Reed back on the outside. But, guys, look, this pass rush has to be better. That was the biggest reason those explosive plays happened last week, in my opinion. And, look, I know the pressures from a counting perspective may have been there by the end of the game on a day where the defense played 82 snaps. But Jameis Winston had, I believe, 3.2 seconds to throw per dropback, one of the highest rates in the NFL last week. Against this Packers defense the week prior, he only had about 2.5 seconds, one of the lowest rates in the NFL for that week. So that gives you an idea of the kind of pressure that Green Bay can bring and Detroit is struggling to bring right now.
Final thing for you, Birchie. If I have a scale, and at one end of the scale it says Green Bay wins, and the other end of the scale it says Detroit wins, which way is your arrow pointing?
My arrow is pointing pretty soundly towards Detroit tomorrow. It really is. I, for one reason more than any other, I do not see Dan Campbell getting swept by Fancy Pants LaFleur. I just don't. He's not going to let it happen. I struggle to even conceptualize how, what I know. There are a few matchups that probably clearly favor Green Bay tomorrow, including that defensive line on the interior. But I think that Dan Campbell finds a way to get his team over the finish line tomorrow. And then maybe you can ask me the scale question that you first asked me, and my answer is different coming out of that game. Tomorrow is a defining game for this team, and I think it will inform our judgments moving forward pretty heavily.
Really quickly here, my alma mater, Michigan State, is playing a dog game on Saturday night against Maryland. But the dog game of the week might be Boston College at Syracuse.
Quick, two dogs.
Quick on that. What do you think will happen there with your Boston College team?
You know, if we keep expanding the playoff, my Eagles might have a shot. If we can get our second win this week, maybe we can find a way to shoehorn them in there.
Good luck with that.
Long season, boys. Long season.
Yeah. Birchie, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again, and we'll set the time early in the week so there'll be no confusion.
Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all. Hey, Karsh, we're almost always on the same page, man. Going back to the very first time we played beer league hockey together, and I set you up for a backdoor Catherine tap-in. So let it be known that usually we have elite chemistry. Just a slight hitch today.
Not today. See you, Birchie.
See you, bud.
A backdoor Catherine Tappan. Wow. That guy. He's the Birchie kid, our Lions insider here on 97.1 The Ticket.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.